USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is stonewalling in the face of congressional demands for information on tax returns, Russia, and security clearances.
But we're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020.
House Oversight Chair Elijah Cummings.
I think that what the president is doing is extremely dangerous. He's basically trying to take away the power of the Congress.
A California man has been jailed on 8 counts of attempted murder after authorities say he drove his car through a crosswalk, injuring 8 people. A 13-year-old girl remains in critical condition. The Sunnyvale Public Safety Chief said there is no evidence linking Isaiah Joel Peoples to known terrorist organizations. According to witnesses, the Tuesday crash appeared deliberate. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
As part of its earnings report, Facebook has revealed a government investigation into its privacy practices could lead to fines as high as $5 billion. They said they set aside $3 billion in legal expenses related to the probe by the Federal Trade Commission. The investigation opened after it was disclosed that Facebook shared user information with the data mining company Cambridge Analytica, a firm that helped clients like the 2016 Trump campaign target users with specific political ads. Facebook has also come under public scrutiny for offering more of its users' data to companies than it had previously disclosed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told CBS News there was every indication that Sunday's bomb attacks in Sri Lanka that killed more than 350 people were inspired by the Islamic State at the very least. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A missing boy in Illinois has been found in a shallow grave. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Crystal Lake, Illinois Police Chief James Black says they believe they found the body of a 5-year-old who went missing about a week ago.
We've located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend earlier this morning.
Chief Black says the body was found in a shallow grave and have charged A.J.'s mother and father in their son's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump won't be the only White House official to skip this Saturday's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The White House reportedly ordering all Trump administration officials to boycott the annual dinner. White House Cabinet Secretary Bill McGinley, who oversees the various cabinet agencies, reportedly assembled the chiefs of staff of those agencies and issued a directive on Tuesday that came from President Trump, aimed at disrupting the weekend typically used to foster camaraderie between the White House and the news media. Last year, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders attended instead of the president, but ended up being on the wrong end of brutal comedic material delivered by last year's host, comedian Michelle Wolf. President Trump will be holding a political rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, on the night of the dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.